everybody. This is Marlene with Miami Ghost Chronicles, Stories of the Supernatural. And believe it or not, this is a haunted, possessed doll. And Ryan with Tri-State Shadow Chasers is going to tell us the story behind this possessed doll over here at Scarefest. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my team leader, Eddie, he was out on an investigation, and they had the doll outside, the owner did, because they didn't want to keep it anymore. And he said he was going to take the doll from them, because they said there was something attached to it.
Okay.
And when he was doing his investigation, the doll was outside on a bench, okay, and it lifted up straight into the air.
Oh my God.
It fell over onto the ground, and that's where this crack came from.
Oh wow.
Because the doll slammed against the ground.
And do they know what's possessing it or what happened?
Apparently it's a demonic spirit.
Oh, non-human, the best. Okay.
My team leader knows more about it because that is his doll now. And he says that sometimes at his home,
yeah,
it does move.
Oh my God, really?
Its arm or its head.
And how long has he had it for?
He's had it for about 2-3 years.
Does it have a name?
I don't know if he named it or not.
No, there ain't no.
You don't want to know, right?
I'm
oh, sorry, I don't want to put you in this video without you. That is, but she looks so sweet.
Do you have anything on that?
Huh?
Do you have any abilities?
Yes, I do, but.
Oh, where are you getting on that?
But if I. Why? What do you get off of it? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Well, I don't get nothing off of it. I mean, it doesn't even look like I can inflate them or nothing to me. I mean, I can't figure it out.
Okay, well.
No, people stop, and most people that stop and look at this doll,
uh-huh,
every one of them have an ability. The rest of the people that don't have ability, they just walk by it. That's what I've been sitting here, I've noticed. So I've been trying to.
Okay, yeah, and I see you've got. Okay, so what happens with her? I mean, is it, does, because I know a lot of these.
Her over there, she is the lady that booth right there, she has some abilities, but she says that makes her sick to her stomach every time she walks by or looks at it. And then another lady walked by and said, that just creeps me out.
Yeah, I have to take off my, I have to put on my psychic hat and do that, because right now I'm on my interview hat, but I'll tell you what though. You're telling me that he thinks that it's non-human. I want to use that term instead of the D word.
What was supposed to go along
instead
with
of demonic?
This,
but to be honest with you, I don't get that. I do get that the attachment is that, but it's human.
I think it's supposed to be human too.
It's a child, as a matter of fact.
There was a woman and she passed away, and her husband remarried. Have you heard this? You told me the story.
No, I want to.
Okay, and then her husband remarried very shortly afterwards.
Okay.
And all heck broke loose in the house, and then this doll got picked up and slammed on the ground. And so they brought our team in.
Right.
And Eddie's the leader of the team. He was doing the investigation.
Right.
The woman says she wanted this out of the house. It felt like something was attached to it. And so he's taking it out of the house.
But they weren't the original owners, or were they the original owners?
They were the original owners of the doll and of the house. And then she gave it to Eddie because well, she wasn't, but the husband was. The first wife died, and then new wife came in.
I see.
And then this thing got slammed on the ground. She thinks that.
That is the dead wife?
Yeah, the ex-wife wanted it out of the house, and the dead wife slammed it on the ground. Said that there was other experiences going on in the house. That's why they brought the team in.
But you know what? Well, and believe.
What do you feel, a child?
It's a child.
That's what I mean.
It's a child.
That's another person said the same thing.
It's a child. It's a child.
Yeah. I don't think it was
it's a child.
Ex or the deceased wife. I think it was the child. Because a child would have more so abilities.
No, well, you know, it depends. It's really weird. And to be honest with you, when you're trying to do these readings, like right off the bat, like, you know, like when you're, it's something, but I can tell you, but you know that one of you just got something walking with you, and I can't make up my mind if it's you or you.
Yeah, probably.
You know that, right? Because that I am feeling it.
Negative.
Not negative. Yes, I'm gonna do a reading. Not negative, but very a personality that's very analytical, very observant, kind of cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not what I was. Oh. I was probably just like negative things.
No.
It's pretty positive.
And you know, whatever it is, it's really tall. Okay. Are you familiar with elemental spirits?
What?
With elemental spirits?
Not too familiar, but I've heard of them, I think. No. No, that's not
what I know where you got this from. Okay, I don't know if most cemeteries, especially some of the older ones,
They
have what's called graveyard guardians.
Yeah.
They're sentinels.
Okay, now I got, yeah.
Okay, there's different elementals.
Right.
And there's one. Usually, they hang around, especially if it's the really old cemeteries, just to make sure desecration. And they're non-human, is what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm not talking the D word.
Yeah.
We're not saying D word, okay? But somewhere along the line, this thing, this follows you around. I don't know what it is about you. And I'm sure you must have been to some graveyards, right? You must have been to some graveyards along.
Yeah, I've been in graveyards. But I don't do that. We're going to do our first one next weekend in graveyard. But I don't go to graveyards to do investigations.
You don't?
No, it's a sacred place.
When was the last time you were in a graveyard, not even to do an investigation?
We were in one. I did do an investigation there too. My mind. Eddie took me to, our team leader took me to one. It's a real, real old one. You know, but that was a few months ago. You know, I've been to lots of funerals.
Yeah, but
lots of funerals.
That happens.
I mean, is it good, bad, or should I get the lottery ticket? Or?
You know what? A lot of people have a hard time understanding elementals because they don't love you, but they don't hate you. They don't. They're just. But for some reason, this one's like really observant of you. Okay, and I don't. You don't sound to me like you're the type of person that would take something from a graveyard. Okay.
I don't want the end result.
Right.
I'm not that kind of person anymore.
No, I know. I can tell. I can tell you're not. You're not. You know, there's sometimes people that not to desecrate a grave, but they'll take something like
a nipple off the top of a grave. Right? You know, anything. You know.
Yeah. You know. You don't do it just because, you know, you're not desecrating or you know, I know.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is this. I went to Gettysburg.
Okay.
Do you know the guy that was on that show, American Digger? He it was on for almost a year. They went all over the place. They dug up historic places.
No, maybe I saw it and I just don't remember it. I mean, I've been to Gettysburg twice myself, so.
I got walking down the street and there's this great big muscle-bound looking dude. And I'm a pretty big guy. And I walk up to him and I'm standing looking at him. And he's staring at me. He's like, I know who you are. I'm Robert Redford. I know that ain't you.
Right.
And then it was the guy from American Digger, but he lives there in Gatlinburg.
Okay.
And he had some Civil War bullets.
Okay.
And I got them off of him. I never thought nothing about it. And then after I got him, I bought his cassette tape too. And then I'm on my way home, or his CD, and I'm on my way home. Now listen to it. And it says, never take nothing from a Civil War battlefield.
It's really funny. You know what? The only thing I can equate it to, and I know this sounds really, I don't see it, but it usually something like this, the way it manifests is that people feel like they're getting observed. Okay? And the reason why I know it's attached to you is because it's here. It's not like, you know, when it's at the house, it stays there. But it's here now. Okay? And it's, and usually something like that is, it might be that, but I don't.
Let me ask you this. This is really, really weird. I don't like really having this issue with God. It's not that I'm mad at God, but I'm a sinner. And
okay, well,
I have serious trouble with stopping my sinning.
I think that's 99.999% of the human race.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I'm like ate up with it. I mean, I'm like so guilty over it.
Okay.
Like here lately, it's just really, really, you know, and I feel like I'm being watched. You know, when you commit to God.
Right.
It gets way harder. It doesn't get easy because then you realize all the sins you do make and all the things you need to change and be
better.
You
know what? The way I look at it, life is supposed to be messy. life is you're supposed to engage in life, and you know, yeah, that you get sometimes tempted or think of doing the wrong things, and sometimes people do it, and sometimes you don't, and sometimes you think, but that's part of it's like,
yeah.
Life is not meant to be lived like a hermit on the mountain.
No. I just hope that whenever I stand in front of my father, that he loves me as much as my dad did, mm-hmm. as much as I love my kids.
Right.
Forgive me for all the stupid. I mean, I'm not a bad person. At all.
I know it. I know.
Yeah, I just do. I know. Ignorance.
That's and you know what? And sometimes we get caught up in the petty stuff.
Yeah, you really.
And
do.
You know what? When you and I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but if you ever truly meet a truly evil person.
Yeah.
When you, if you've ever stared into the eyes of a truly evil person,
yes.
and you compare what they're capable of or what they've done to stuff that, you know, we kind of hold ourselves, our feet to the fire over, you realize that in comparison.
Yeah, I know. I hope it works like that.
I'm sure it does. And
it's got to, because I'm like,
okay, but something, and I'm telling you, I don't think this comes as a bad thing. It's observing you. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's because, you know, but I really don't think it's because you're questioning your, you know, what your faith or your, you know, I think it's like, and I'm trying, it might be those bullets, but I don't really think it is just watching you.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. I really don't think it is. Sometimes, you know what? When you go to a graveyard, you do get attachments, and sometimes they go away by themselves.
We had a psychic reading a few years ago.
Okay.
It was the most berserk thing I've ever been involved in, and I was the first one.
Okay.
It was at my dad's house, so it was a family thing.
Okay.
And the lady told me all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, she's like, this won't be a normal reading. She says, I don't think I've ever had a reading like this with anybody before.
Okay.
I got struck by lightning a few years ago. And
oh, well, okay. Yeah, that happens to everybody.
Boom, there I went through the grill. No, it was almost like that. You know, but I was standing on my back porch and I got struck by lightning. And after that, I start seeing these, I don't have a door, but I start seeing these little dark things all going all over the place. So this lady told me they were demonic or negative energies. But when upon this reading, she went on to tell me that, she said, Jesus is coming. I'm like, what? She's like, Jesus Christ is coming into your reading. And it's like, are you kidding me? And she's like, I said, Jesus Christ, you know, number one guy. And she said, yeah. She says, he wants to know if you remember the dream that he sent you. The talk that he had with you the other night. Like, no, I don't. And then she said that he wants me to tell you that you are where I'm at right now, where I go along with what I just told you about.
Right, right, yeah.
She said, he wants you to picture that you're a little boy and you're acting up.
Uh-huh.
And you're standing there with your hand up for your mom and dad, your dad to grab you. And
okay.
You're just sitting there looking at you, you know, thinking, what is it? I gotta do next. You know, it was really berserk. And then
how long ago were you struck by lightning?
About 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. I started seeing these little black things, man, and I thought my eyes were messed up.
Do you still see them?
I do, but I think I've turned them off.
Everywhere or just certain places?
They were everywhere at first, but then my house, the only reason why I knew that it was really real because one day I was in my living room and this black thing come out and went along the stove, and I'm like, that's a rat.
So you were thinking it was, you weren't thinking anything paranormal.
Yeah, so I got to sit on the couch and I get this big coat glass in my hand and I get in a throwing position waiting for it to step out. And it runs out and it stops. And it's not a figure of a person or nothing like that. It's just a moving, like a little black cloud.
That's it.
But it stopped right in the middle of the floor. And at that moment in time, I knew that it knew I could see it.
Okay.
And then it took off.
All right. That right there, that tells me that's right there is what this is. You know what? That after you have that, you have the not everybody can do it, is to see what I call non-human entities. Okay? Not demons. And I know what you're saying, that if you shut it down because, look, I just don't want to.
But
you don't?
Once you talk to people about it, though, they get...
No, because most people, like, we got a little bit, like, thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to, like...
I don't shut mine down. Ask these guys. This is Eddie, by the way.
Hi, Eddie. He was telling me.
We can't shut him down, turn him off, man, turn
what
the
do you,
volume
what do you,
very psychic.
You are. Perfect. How long have you been psychic?
About 6 years old.
What happened?
I noticed. Her mother died.
Who?
She's a Cherokee Indian woman.
Okay.
Woman.
Who, your grandmother? Okay.
I think it passed on to me.
All right. Yeah, that happens. Absolutely,
and,
that happens.
Born with the whole male.
Okay. And then you kept, in other words, you kept it as long as, because some people push it away when they,
I use it, it's real, I don't, they know.
Okay.
I see things, hear things, demonic, whatever. I can go into a room and know and see if someone's good or bad.
Okay.
Personality.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
We were talking about that doll.
What about her?
Yeah, what about, well, he was the one that telling me, you know, that she's,
yeah,
she's, that apparently you got her for somebody that wanted to, like, I need to get rid of this thing.
Mm-hmm. You can feel it. If you,
yeah, I did. I did. But it's like, you got to turn it on, and, you know, because I can't sometimes if.
Mine is always on.
Because if not, it'll over.
I've been in houses where it's been really active.
Right.
And I've been physically tired. Had to help me out.
You have to be really careful when you're tired physically when you do that.
Well, how do you know when the turn is on and the turn is off?
Because, well, I personally, when you go to a place like this where you have so many people, especially this crowd, if you open up too much, you'll go.
And
that happened to me in Gettysburg. When I went to Gettysburg, I was like, all of a sudden, I had to like tamp it down because otherwise I really couldn't sightsee just to sightsee, you know?
Let me explain. You don't want to open it up.
Because when you do, and this is the thing, it's like when they realize that you can see, then all of a sudden they go, he can, or he, she can see. They all of a sudden you get their undivided attention versus the person that's like.
It's really wrong. It can be really rough because you're going to get some bad things.
Well, and there's a lot of people that, like, when I was talking to them about elementals and non-humans, I'm not talking demons. You got to be real careful because that's a whole other different.
Yeah, with demons.
Well, you know, with elementals, they don't have a moral compass like a human being does. You know, love, hate, revenge, they don't.
It's just boom.
And you have to be really careful with them. You have to be really, really careful with them. Usually, you know, you leave them alone. And if you notice, most Native Americans would appease them and like, hey, you know, don't mess with that.
Yeah.
That's it. And a lot of people don't realize that, about them. Or they mistake elementals for demons and they're not. They're two different things. Two different things.
They are completely two different things. We dealt with them. We dealt with demons.
So what happened after you brought, does she have a name?
Christine.
Oh, you're kidding, Christine. Did they name her or did you name her?
That's the owner. Here's the story behind the doll.
Okay.
We were doing an investigation. Before these guys joined the group, I was doing an investigation.
Okay.
The lady died in the house.
Okay.
Guy and a wife, it was her wife. His wife, she died in the house.
Okay.
He started having
what
activity.
Did she die of?
A heart attack.
So she dropped dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was having, issues in the house.
After that?
After the death, they brought me in to investigate.
Okay.
Now, before they brought me in, he remarried 3 months later.
Okay. So, okay.
Apparently, Christine, the lady that died, did not like her. So that's when the activity started ramping up.
Okay.
Things started getting thrown. Things started getting.
Was this her doll?
Yes, that was her favorite doll. That's an old doll. It's about 100 years old.
Oh, see that. So this, she, even though he was the original owner, she was not the original owner.
This is an old.
Okay.
It was Christine's doll. Now this doll was sitting on a little wooden bench in the living room.
Okay.
Perfect spot. We walked in the front door, started the investigation. The doll came up off the bench and smashed down on the floor. That's how the head's broke.
Yeah, I saw that on the forehead.
And that's how it got broke. And he's like, I don't want the doll in the house anymore. You can come in. It's attached. She's attached with her spirit. Every psychic that's came around that doll has felt something.
Let me ask you something. And I don't know how much history. Did he ever tell you did they have children? Or they did. Mm-hmm. The wife that passed away, that dropped dead, right? And then he remarried and.
Yes.
Okay, and after she died and he remarried was when the doll started. Was this, was it in general or was it just stuff around the doll that was happening?
In general.
Okay.
In general in the house. I guess she was angry that he remarried so quickly.
Yeah, okay.
And we came into the house and that was her favorite possession and it came up off the boom. That's how it got busted. And that's, he wanted me to get rid of it and me being psychic, I took it home and I can control what's not in it.
But you know what? The feeling I get that there was something in that doll before.
Very angry.
You know, before her. In other words, it's not just.
It's not just her.
Right, exactly. Okay. Okay. Okay.
In that doll.
Okay. All right. This is a cute little.
Well, sunset.
I love it. I love it. No, don't get me wrong. I love it.
And very, very negative energy in that dome.
So what's happened to you after you?
Nothing.
Nothing. Everything is fine.
Everything's fine. I control it.
Be versus what? Not controlling it would mean what?
Things could happen. Negative energy. You know, negative energy affects people.
Do you keep it like in a certain room or?
Yeah, one room in the house.
Okay.
That's all it stays. One room in the house.
Okay.
Bedroom right next to the other.
Apparently, I've got a spare game room that I have games,
yeah, it's like,
computers, and stuff in.
Uh huh.
The dog likes it in there.
Okay, so everything is fine as long as she's there. Are you one of those people that gives them little dolls and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Do you give it little dolls and toys?
No, it just sits there.
You just sit there.
Sits there in a chair, nice old. I think I've got an old antique wood chair.
Okay.
I think it feels comfortable in that chair. So it doesn't hurt me.
Yeah, if something was going to happen, it would have happened by now.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever visited you at home?
At home?
And something. Yeah. You know, but you know what I'm saying? That everything is fine around you and you got it, like you said, under control.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody visit you at home? And.
Spirit-wise?
No, no, no. Human. Regular human person.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, like.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
People come to the. And walk into that room and just bolt out.
Okay. All right.
Like, we don't like it around here. We got a weird feeling we're leaving.
Okay.
And they'll take off.
Oh, my God. I believe it. Oh, my God.
That's a crazy situation. That's what I had to do to help them. I did.
Sure. Of course. But you know what? Plus, also, you can't blame them for kind of being a little bit, or the wife, the new wife being a little bit creeped out.
You can definitely understand why.
He would be like, yeah.